Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 58. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 25. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas wrapped up last week with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ordering all flags to be flown at half-staff on Thursday and Friday in remembrance of the 10,000 individuals across the state that's lost their lives over the last few years to the COVID-19 pandemic. WIBW reports, according to the latest numbers from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the 10,029 individuals died throughout the state over the last few years with COVID-related symptoms. During a statement from Governor Laura Kelly on Thursday, she said, "With great sadness that I share, we've lost the 10,000th Kansan to the battle against COVID-19. This milestone serves as a reminder of the terrible toll the virus has taken on the state and the world, and a reminder to continue using the tools we have to prevent a further loss." According to the COVID-19 dashboard from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say over the last 3 years, since the kickoff of COVID-19, there's been more than 932,000 active cases and 10,029 deaths. But American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you are looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After the heavy snowfall that some portions of Kansas received last week, emergency preparedness individuals are reminding individuals to have their kits in their cars ready to go and be on the lookout for potential bad weather just in case you run into an emergency.
That's a lot of the same things that we talk about with preparedness in general. Have a kit, have a plan. If you're going out and about, don't take any trips that are unnecessary. If there's a winter storm approaching, you know, it's something where you want to have a kit in your car, a blanket, water, you know, have extra blankets or jackets, those kinds of things, just so that if you are out and about and something were to happen, that you're prepared for that situation. You want to always be paying attention to the forecasts ahead of time. You know, if you know that you have a trip scheduled, those are good ways to stay in the loop, so to speak, with the weather that's upcoming.
That was Jake Henry, the emergency planner with Shawnee County Emergency Management on WIBW.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, last week, Nebraska wrapped up the week with some heavy snowfall and winter weather advisories, with many accidents happening across the state as well, as troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol responded to more than 250 weather-related incidences during the strong winter storm on Thursday and Friday. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the troopers' reports, they performed 249 motorist assists and responded to 20 different crashes on Thursday alone, with the vast majority of them occurring in eastern Nebraska. According to Colonel John Bolduc, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, he said, quote, "This storm brought some higher-than-expected snowfall totals in areas that usually get heavy traffic. And while our troops did respond to a high number of motorist assists, the number of property damage or injury crashes were kept low, thanks to the many people making the decisions to stay off the roads." For ongoing up-to-date forecasts and weather and road conditions, you can go to the website at 511.nebraska.gov.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Wymore woman was killed Friday evening in a two-vehicle fatality accident in Jefferson County, north of Fairbury. The victim, Angelica Edwards Kimmo, was a passenger in a vehicle driven by Michael Collins, age 22, of Wymore, who collided with another vehicle driven by a 16-year-old Fairbury boy at the intersection of Highways 15 and 4 around 5:30 p.m. Friday. Angelica Edwards Kuma of Wymore was pronounced dead at the scene, and the teenage driver of the other vehicle was transported to the Fairbury Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed permit plans for the new health department building in Marysville. The county councilor has two attorneys interested in fulfilling the court-appointed attorney contract. Megan Voracek met with the board later in the meeting, and Luke Sunderland will meet with the board this week. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. A tax sale is planned April 14th, and spring cleanup days are designated May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Federal, state, and city offices will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. County Commissioners will meet Tuesday. Nemahal County Commissioners will review details of the 2023 reorganization Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Annual meeting of Nemahal Marshall REA patrons is Tuesday with registration at 10:30, lunch at 11:30, meeting at 12:45 at the Axtell American Legion Building. Phase 2 of the U.S. Highway 36 project in Washington is planned to begin this week and will include removal and replacement of the center lane of U.S. 36. That center lane will be closed through the entire city limits of Washington, with the exception of the intersection at D Street. D Street will be the only street allowing traffic to cross U.S. 36 and enter the highway both directions. All other streets entering U.S. 36 will be a right turn only. During this phase, traffic is urged to be cautious. KNDY continues a series of salutes to the FFA and FBLA organizations, with a number of area students highlighting their participation in the Future Farmers of America and Future Business Leaders of America as part of the annual recognition month for each. Gavin Kibble won this year's Washington County Spelling Bee. Second place went to Cameron Odell and third place to Eden Close. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each day. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page. Registration deadline is Monday for the Rural Revitalization Conference, which is planned Wednesday, February 22nd in Randolph. The event begins with a program at 10 a.m., including speakers from USDA Rural Development, the Small Business Development Center, and the Governor's Office on Rural Prosperity. Focus will include information on beginning a business plan, financing, how to apply for grants and loans, and other special offerings by their organizations. Following lunch, small business owners will share their story about forays into the business world. $25 registration includes lunch and is due Monday at the Riley County Extension Office, phone 785-537-6350. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference Wednesday is to be held in Randolph. Elaine F. Durier, age 81, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Durier.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying extremely warm early on this week before a large cold front will start to move through on Wednesday, bringing cooler temperatures, rain showers, and a slight chance for some snow. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Even warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. And partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, otherwise partly cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some rain, then snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy and much cooler with our lows in the single digits and mid-20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Much cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. In the single digits and lower teens throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 47, record high on this date 78, the average low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:13, sunset this evening at 6:09.
Winter's back is broken is a phrase tossed around this time of year. We'll look at the evidence today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 20th. President's Day is the 51st day of the year. Model Cindy Crawford celebrates a birthday, and John Glenn became the first American in orbit on this day in 1962. At some point in the latter half of February, you may hear the phrase, "Winter's back is broken." Daylight now lasts almost past supper time. Perhaps the ground feels softer or cold air lacks the bite it had only a few weeks ago. All good reasons for optimism, but tempered by a few notes from the Almanac Archives. The next few weeks are typified by periods of wild swings above and below seasonal temperatures. And we also note that some of history's most epic snowstorms have occurred between now and the spring equinox. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather predictions at almanac.com.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizens State Bank, Galloway, Wiggers & Brittaker Law, and Radio KNDY.
Hi, my name is Rhett Williams. I'm a senior here at Marysville Junior Senior High School, and I'm the public relations officer for the Marysville FBLA. I've been a part of FBLA for 4 years now, and my favorite event that we do is CTSO, Trick or Treat So Others Can Eat. It is a fun event that we do when we go around and collect non-perishable food items for the Helping Hands Food Pantry here in Marysville, and it's just a lot of fun with your friends going around and doing something good for the community. FBLA is important to me because it's really gotten me ready to go into college, and it's going to prepare me for work in the future, and it's really made me a better leader.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Schmitz, and I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I'm the historian of our FBLA chapter. My favorite event was social night because I got to interact with all the students in the club. I have learned to build communication skills, how to work in a stressful environment, and how to work efficiently in FBLA.
Hi, my name is Dasha Mick. I'm a junior at Marysville High School. I am the FBLA treasurer. My favorite event is CTSO trick-or-treating because we get to collect food for our local food bank. And I've learned how to be confident in myself while presenting.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizens State Bank, Galloway, Wiggers and Renegar at Ball, and Radio KNDY.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas basketball in action over the weekend, and it was a big weekend for the Kansas Jayhawks as they beat the number 9 Baylor Bears 87-71, high-scoring game on Saturday, putting the Jayhawks overall at 22-5 for the season. Jalen Wilson again came up as the top scorer for the game for the Jayhawks, sitting 21 points on the board with 13 rebounds and 1 assist for the game. KJ Adams Jr. also had a strong game with 17 points on the board, 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Grady Dick had 16 points, with DeJon Harris putting 14 up. As of right now, the Jayhawks still are atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 10-4 in conference play. The Texas Longhorns are right behind them at 21-6. It's a quick turnaround for the Jayhawks, with tip-off again tonight at 8 p.m. against the number 22 TCU Horned Frogs. The Kansas State Wildcats also had a strong weekend as they beat the number 19 Iowa State Cyclones. That game was a little bit closer, 61-55 on Saturday, as Marquise Noel put 20 points on the board for the game with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. They're now sitting 20-7.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With Major League Baseball season right around the corner, the Kansas City Royals are getting ready for their regular season. And at the same time, Kansas City Royals will have a third manager now inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. As WIBW reports that Ned Yost, the manager at the clubhouse that had 2 World Series appearances and won the 2015 championship, will be the 27th member of the Royals Hall of Fame during the ceremony that's set for September 2nd this year, prior to a game against the Boston Red Sox. During his tenure, Yost oversaw the club record of 746 wins in his 10 years with the Kansas City Royals, and had a 22-9 postseason record. During his time with the Royals, Kansas City became the first team in Major League history to start the postseason with 8 consecutive wins, the team having defeated the Oakland Athletics in a wild card game and swept the LA Angels along with the Baltimore Orioles. The previous 2 managers from the Kansas City Royals that are in the Hall of Fame include Whitey Herzog, along with Dick Houser, being placed in the prestigious group of Royal Hall of Famers. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Four Marysville High boys wrestlers advanced to the state tournament. Carter Trimble is runner-up in the regional Saturday. Third place finished to Taven Wilson and Dakota Slupionic, and Keegan Waters placed fourth. They'll join girls wrestlers Ella Johnson, Jenica Hubbard, and Rose Latta in state competitions. Friday night basketball scores in girls play. Chapman edged Marysville 36-34. Clay Center beat Abilene 50-23. Frankfort girls took Washington County 44-25. Axtell over Blue Valley 56-36. Hanover girls beat Troy 45-19. Valley Heights down Onega 51-30. Donova West over Lynn 58-44. And Clifton Clyde took Centralia 57-47. In boys play, Marysville beat Chapman 60-33. Abilene came back to knock off Clay Setter 52-48. Frankfort topped Washington County 58-52. Axtell over Blue Valley 81-55. Hanover boys beat Troy 61-43. Valley Heights downed Onega 62-44. Lynn over Donova West 62-48. And Clifton Clyde beat Centralia 63-31. 1A Substate basketball pairings released Saturday. Undefeated Hanover girls top seed and second seed Kansas School for the Deaf, both with a first round bye in the Axtell Substate. Third seed Lynn will host sixth seed Wetmore. Five seed Axtell will host fourth seed Pike Valley next Thursday at 7. Winners advance to semifinals a week later, March 2nd at Axtell. In the boys division, top seed Axtell and second seed Hanover with first round byes. Third seed Pike Valley will face six seed Wetmore and five seed Lynn is at four seed Kansas School for the Deaf in first round play next Friday. Winners advancing to semifinals the following Friday, March 3rd at Axtell. In the Washington County Substate, top seed is Osborne with a first-round bye. Second seed Frankfort will host number 7, Blue Valley. Third seed Clifton Clyde is home to number 6 seed Washington County. And the 4-5 seeds, Lakeside Downs, take on Rock Hills in first-round play next Thursday. Winners advance to semifinals a week later at Washington County. Top seed Clifton Clyde boys, first-round bye. Second seed Osborne hosting 5 seed Rock Hills. Third seed Blue Valley home to 6th seed Washington County, and the 4-5 seeds Lakeside Downs facing Rock Hills in first round play. Next Friday, winners advancing to semifinals a week later at Washington County. Centralia girls are 4th seed and will host 5th seed Onega next Thursday. The Centralia boys are 3rd seed hosting Merdezine Valley next Friday in first round substate action. Winners advance to the Onega substate.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Wow your guests with a tasty, attractive, and relatively new vegetable, the kaolette. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Kaolette is a cross between Brussels sprouts and kale. This hybrid forms small clusters of short leaves along a tall, thick stem, as opposed to the dense, closed buds of Brussels sprouts. Its crispy crunch has a mild kale flavor with nutty hints of Brussels sprouts. Grow these like you would Brussels sprouts in full sun. Clip the frilly clusters of leaves from the stem when they're about 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. Shorten the time to harvest by pinching out the growing tip of the plant when the lower sprouts are about 1/2 inch in diameter. Autumn Star is a new variety of kaolette. It only grows up to 12 inches tall, making it a great addition to containers and small space gardens. The leafy sprouts mature to a beautiful green and purple. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Fans often love to interact with the stars, but those stars are often too busy to communicate with any one individual. However, turn back the clock to the 1950s and 60s, and this star was known to handwrite letters to fans and forge friendships that lasted for years. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Angela Dager shares the story of a country star whose life tragically ended in a plane crash just as her songs were hitting the top of the charts.
Patsy Cline.
So Patsy came from Winchester, Virginia. She was very close with her mother. It was just her and her mother for a time. And she wanted to be a singer. And so she came to Nashville and she recorded.
It's a story retold at the Patsy Cline Museum in Nashville, Tennessee.
We have her actual contract. Some of the earlier ones were not a very good deal for her. But then she moved on and had amazing hits like Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces.
Shares one of the remarkable stories retold here is how Patsy Cline interacted with her fans.
Nowadays, if you are a fan of someone, you might tweet them or comment on Instagram and hope that maybe whoever's running their account might say something back to you, and that's about the best you can hope for.
For Patsy, talking with fans, in many cases, was deeply personal.
But back in the 1950s, Patsy was just kind of an everyday person. People would send her fan mail, and she would take the time to sit down and write to them. We have some of these letters on display in the museum, and some of them are 5 pages long, front and back, where she's just talking to these people.
In fact, some of those letters were the foundation of friendships between Patsy and her fans that have endured to the second and third generations of the Cline family and that of the Pen Pals family. It's a unique glimpse into the life of a lady whose music still inspires artists today. Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Newborn calves are susceptible to an infection in their belly button. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Know how to recognize the signs of an infected navel as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
After a calf is born, the external remnant of the umbilical cord, called the umbilicus, should dry up and drop off. Navels are usually dipped in a solution to help the drying process along and prevent infection, but they only eliminate a portion of the bacteria that are present. An umbilicus that doesn't dry up could be infected. The chance of this happening is much higher when calves are born in a dirty calving environment. Haley Springer is an extension veterinarian at Penn State University. She says to check your calves twice before they're 10 to 14 days old and monitor for swelling, discharge, and pain. A calf with a mild infection will appear quite normal from a distance, so it's important to get your hands on the calf.
And even minor swelling, you're going to be able to identify better by feeling that navel. Heat, obviously, you have to touch it. To identify pain, we generally have to touch it. So when we touch a navel that's painful, that calf is either going to tuck its belly up or it's going to kick at you. And then we're also looking for discharge. And certainly if we're touching that, we'll know if we get liquid on our hands. I always recommend wearing gloves when you're doing this type of an exam.
Also, notice how the discharge smells. She says the more malodorous that smell is, the more severe it is. It's important to make sure you're examining the right area. Your fingers should be between the umbilical remnant and the body wall. If the area is enlarged, but you're not sure if it's a concern, Springer says using this reference will help.
The really simple reference is no thicker than your thumb by 7 days. So we want to get the size of that umbilical stump down to about the size of your thumb by 7 days of age. Any bigger than that would be considered some level of swelling.
Talk to your veterinarian on how to treat an infected navel. Learn more about navel disease and newborn calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have about $1 trillion in personal debt. $1 trillion. I can't even wrap my head around how much money that is. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Getting into debt is so easy, isn't it? Credit cards, online loans, special financing. If you want to borrow money, it's there for a price. But is it wise? Sometimes it's necessary to go into debt, like when you buy a house or a car. But too much debt can weigh you down and create stress. So when you're tempted to go into debt to get something you want, ask yourself, do I really need it? If you do, could you wait and buy it when you have enough money to buy it with cash? If you don't need it, maybe just let it go. As the Bible says, let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. Now that's wise counsel that will help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
The chair of the House Ag Committee is on a mission to get a new farm bill out on time this year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson became chair of the House Agriculture Committee after the last election when Republicans gained a majority in the House. And Thompson is determined to get a new farm bill in place this year.
Our farmers, ranchers, and foresters, our processors, key stakeholders in rural America demand it, and we need to do our job. The biggest priority is to get this done on time before it expires, which would be October 1st of this year.
Thompson suggests a key element of the next farm bill is economics.
If we're doing this farm bill correctly, we will achieve the visions that I've laid out from when I was first elected as ranking member, and that we will, number one, restore a robust rural economy. You know, when we do that, everybody benefits, right? And not just the families of rural America, the families of urban America benefit when we have a robust rural economy.
And Thompson assures that his goals for the farm bill align with those of farmers and ranchers.
So this will be a farm bill that puts producers first and aims to revitalize rural America. My priorities are the priorities of the farmers, ranchers, foresters, the priorities of American agriculture.
Thompson was featured in a podcast from Farm Policy Facts. He returns in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, a top lobbyist for the ethanol industry told Congress that any national clean fuels program should be market-based and technology neutral. Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper warned the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee against picking winners and losers in any national clean fuel program.
In essence, the clean fuels program sets annual greenhouse gas reduction requirements for the transportation sector, and then it allows the marketplace to determine the most efficient and economical ways of achieving those reductions without dictating the use of specific fuels or vehicles.
Offering biofuels a level playing field to compete with electric and other vehicles.
We believe renewable fuels like ethanol offer an effective and immediate solution for decarbonizing the transportation sector, including light and heavy-duty vehicles, rail, marine, and even aviation fuels.
And all that with corn.
Today's corn ethanol already cuts greenhouse gas emissions by approximately 50% on average compared to gasoline. With increased adoption of low-carbon farming practices, carbon capture, utilization, and storage, and other technologies, the U.S. ethanol industry is well on its way to producing net zero carbon corn ethanol.
And doing so by 2050 as pledged by RFA's members, but only if there's fairness in carbon footprint standards, reporting of improvements, greenhouse gas reduction targets, and constant cost containment.
And five, it should include complementary measures to remove technical and regulatory barriers that artificially limit greater use of certain low carbon fuel options, like the current barrier we have in place today that prevents the sale of E15 during the summer months.
Cooper also called for a continued investment in E15 and E85 infrastructure, a strong RFS, and equitable flex fuel vehicle incentives. And let's look at your ag news.
Wichita State Baseball returns for another season of action-packed fun at X Stadium as they look to build behind three first-team all-conference selections that led the Shockers to wins over three NCAA Super Regional qualifiers and the Frisco Classic Championship in 2022. Now the opportunity to make new history awaits as the Shockers welcome a heavy slate of Big 12 opponents to Eck, including reigning national runner-up Oklahoma and in-state foes Kansas and Kansas State. Purchase your season tickets today. Call 316-978-FANS or visit goshockers.com/tickets.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing Shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
There's been a lot of buzz about the carbon credit market. There are other environmental markets that farmers can cash in on, too, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
About companies and industries announcing new sustainability commitments and programs that farmers and ranchers can participate in, with producers being paid for carbon sequestration to control greenhouse gases. The carbon credit market is constantly evolving. Shelby Swain Myers is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says carbon is a well-known greenhouse gas and the most researched in terms of quantification tools, but other ecosystem services can potentially be brokered as well.
We're talking about water quality credits. We're talking about net greenhouse gas credits, nutrient credits. Some are even jumping into biodiversity credits. That's really important to understand that we're not just talking about carbon, that these have much broader impact and can go to a couple different systems. You know, we're not just going to stick to our corn soybean fields.
This allows producers of all types to pick the system that works for them based on their region, climate, soil types, and what they grow. So who is buying credits for these other assets?
Credits are being purchased by corporations, food corporations who are trying to streamline their supply chains to be more of a larger green print, or, you know, make commitments to their consumers, their employees. Maybe they've got government compliance standards that they have to meet. Some of the agribusinesses are jumping into this, and particularly because they already have established boots on the ground.
She says payments for these credits are usually applied in the form of input discounts or a cash payment, but it highly depends on the market. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about environmental markets beyond carbon at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Local food systems, biodegradable soil chips, and nanotechnology in entomology are among what's happening in the state of Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Highlighting January's edition of Statewide is Ernie Minton, Dean of K-State's College of Agriculture. Last month's stories lead off with a grant to support local food systems in Kansas.
This is a nice grant to deliver programming, and it's all around local food systems and making them really more effective. The work is designed to help build local partnerships with local producers, hosting local food summits and training for farms and businesses on marketing and sales options, and also to create a consumer education campaign. You know, we think of Kansas as a very important agricultural state, but that doesn't mean that all the citizens, wherever they may be located, have access to all of the healthy foods they need. And this grant really focuses in on that problem. This also includes the business of trying to tackle the problem of food waste. So it's really kind of comprehensive, very interesting program.
Minton highlights Raj Khosla's research developing biodegradable soil sensors.
Raj has been department head of agronomy. He also maintained a small but active research appointment and brought with him a good deal of experience in precision agriculture. And part of K-State's economic prosperity plan is a theme called digital agriculture and advanced analytics. And that's really what this story is about. It's going to be a real focus, yes, of the College of Agriculture, but this is a multidisciplinary field. The story actually is really very interesting about the application of biodegradable sensors that may be becoming part of precision agriculture, but also where the technology is moving and the innovation is coming with regard to precision agriculture.
Minton goes on to discuss the use of nanotechnology in entomology.
The concept of nanotechnology and nanoparticles and so on have been around actually for quite a while, and they've had applications in just a wide variety of sectors, delivery of medicines, consumer products, materials and manufacturing. But in this particular case, I think this team is going to provide some interesting research on how nanotechnology and nanoparticles can be used to deliver pesticides and other elements of crop pest management. And this is really part of that broader question of precision agriculture, delivering the right amount at the right time in the right place, at the right concentration, etc. So this nanotechnology is an opportunity to provide more effective pest control using less pesticide in the process.
That was Ernie Minton, K-State College of Agriculture Dean, giving an overview of some of the stories in January's edition of Statewide. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Chevy Colorado. It's a two-wheel drive priced at $34,100. They have a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in on trade. One owner, a new truck trade, 59,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is a holiday with the markets. Let's look back at Friday, see how last week ended. Corn for March closed at 677 and three quarters, and that's up 1 3/4. May corn, 677 and a half, and that finished up 2 1/2. Wheat for March, 765 and a half, final price, that's up 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March, 906 and a half, that's up 8. Kansas City wheat for May, 895 and three quarters, and that's up 8 1/2. Oats for March, 363 and three quarters, that's up 3/4. May oats finished at 348 and three quarters, that's down 2 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1527 and a quarter, that's up 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1522 and a quarter, that's up 1. Taking a look at cotton for March, 80.25 is your final price, and that's down $1. Cotton for May, 81.50, that's down 50 cents. Soybean meal for March, looking like this, 4.91.10, that's down 30 cents. Soybean meal for May, 4.74.90, and that's down
$0.30. Soybean oil for March, $61.51 final price, down 39 cents. Soybean oil for May, $61.75. That's down 40 cents. Live cattle for February closed out at $163.50. That's up 80 cents. The high was $164.75. Low, $162.52.5. Live cattle for April, $164.60. Final price, that's up 57.5 cents. Your high was $165.40. Low is $163.90. Feeder cattle for March, $186.50. That's up 30 cents. And feeder cattle for April, $190.40. That's down 15 cents. That's your market information.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Thank you. FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Kiefer & Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Hi, my name is Brynn O'Neill. I am a senior at Marysville Junior Senior High School. I am currently the president for the FBLA Club here at Marysville. Last year, I was the public relations officer, and I've been involved in FBLA all 4 years of high school. I think my favorite event would probably be social night, and this is when all of our members go bowling at the bowling alley, and this is our opening event of the year, and it's just a lot of fun with all our members gathered together. And FBLA has certainly helped me with my leadership skills and improving my public speaking and presenting, which has helped me prepare for college.
Hi, my name is Simeon Lawson. I am a senior at Marysville High School, and I am the secretary for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I've been in FBLA all 4 years of high school. My favorite event in FBLA would be competing at the State Leadership Conference. Last year, I competed in Management Information Systems, and I qualified for the National Leadership Conference in Chicago. This year, Nationals is in Atlanta, and I hope to make it to Nationals again this year. Some skills that FBLA has taught me are perseverance and work ethic. These skills are important because if you just roll over anytime something difficult shows up, you'll never be able to do what you either want or need to accomplish in life.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Kiefer & Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.